Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in Psalm 119, starting in verse number 28. We read, "My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word." And so here we see again the psalmist speaking about an area and time in his life where he's just being overwhelmed with the problems of life, where they've just got him so discouraged, so down, where he says his soul melted for heaviness. Have you ever been where life has got you so much where you, as you wake up in the morning, it just seems like the burdens of life are like a ton of bricks laying upon you, and you don't even feel like getting out of bed in the morning. And you know, and so what, we don't know particularly what the psalmist was going through, but yet we see that he's having a difficulty with the things that he's dealing with. As we saw earlier, a few days ago, in verse number 25, he says, "My soul cleaveth unto dust." He says, "Quicken me according to thy word." It seems like at that time he was so discouraged, where it brought to him a place where he was so down on things, where the picture is as he's laying on the ground and he's eating dirt. But then he seemed to come out of it, where he was saying, "Quicken me according to thy word." And then as he tells us in verse 26, "I've declared my ways," he says, "and you heard me." Otherwise, as he was laying there on it with his face on the earth, dirt, and he started asking God to teach him his statutes. In fact, he finally cries out, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so I could talk of thy wondrous works." And so it seemed like he was doing pretty good. But you know, that's so often the way things go when you're having a hard time. Your emotions go up and down. You know, you're doing good for a while, but then when you start considering the matter again, and before you know it, your whole life turns into disrepair, and you get upset. And all of a sudden, it gets to be overwhelming. He says, "My soul melted for heaviness." And this picture of melting, of course, Jesus experienced that. And over there in Psalm 22, you have the prophetic picture of what Jesus was going through there on the cross, where we read, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, and it melteth in the midst of my bowels." And that's Psalm 22, verse 14. In Psalm 107, verse 26, it says, "And they mount up to heaven, they will go down to their depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble." Otherwise, there's that yo-yoing up and down. When he was feeling well for a moment, then he would go down as his soul was melting for trouble. We don't know what was going on in David's life in Psalm 107, but trouble was along coming his way, and he was overwhelmed by it. Of course, as we see here in our verse here, he says, "My soul cleaveth to the dust. It quicken me according to your word." And now, as we see in verse 28, "My soul is melted for heaviness. Strengthen me according to thy word." And so in both verses, we see the way out. We see the way out of darkness. We see the way out of depression. We see the way out of discouragement is by God's word. In verse number 25, he says, "Quicken me, otherwise bring me back to life." In Psalm 28, maybe as he was wavering on the promises of God and wavering with the problems that he was facing, he cries out, he says, "Strengthen thou me according to thy word." God wants to help us. God wants to be there to strengthen us no matter what difficulty we might be facing. I love it where it tells us in Psalm 27, 14, he says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." A lot of times that's hard, isn't it? Because our minds are so active and, you know, thinking so many thoughts, all the what ifs, and whatever, what happens if this doesn't work out or if that doesn't work out. And we get so distressed and so upset about things. But yet here the psalmist is telling us to wait upon the Lord. He says, and then he says, "Be of good courage because God is there." Remember what Paul said there in Philippians chapter 4. He says, "Let your moderation be made to all men that the Lord is at hand." And here in Psalm 27, he says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Later on in Psalm 29:11, David said, "The Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace." God will give us strength as no matter what we're going through. Paul, writing in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, he says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might in the spirit in the inner man. See, Paul nailed it. He says where the real trouble so often goes is the inside, is the inner man. As our peace is gone because the circumstances around us, our joy is gone, our trust in the Lord is gone. And so what we're seeing here in Psalm 119 and also in the other Psalms, the resolve to pull us out of it is God's Word. See, God wants to strengthen us with His might, by His Spirit in the inner man, but we need to make the choice to call upon the Lord. And as he says here in our verse, "Strengthen thou me according to thy word." Notice that's a prayer. He's asking God to strengthen him. God will do that. He won't force that upon you, but he will if we ask. As we know in the scripture, it's so clear. It says, "We have not because we ask not." And if you're feeling down this day, if you're feeling discouraged in any way, maybe you, like the psalmist, you're feeling overwhelmed or your soul's melting for heaviness, ask God, pray to him that he would strengthen you this day according to his word. He made a promise that he will strengthen us. And once he strengthened us, you know what's so exciting? Like Paul writes in Philippians 4:13, in chapter 4, verse 13, "I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can face the trials of the day, the troubles of the day, as long as I have God's strength. He enables me to face whatever I might be facing." You know, life a lot of times isn't easy, is it? As we deal with difficult news, problems, family, you name it, sometimes it throws a curveball at us. But when it does, and we get discouraged, let's make sure that we turn to the Lord. Let's look to our God who is there to strengthen us, to comfort us, to be with us each day. And so that's my prayer for you this day, that God would strengthen you. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.